An ancient tradition tells us the story of St. Romanus the Melodist, the 6th century composer of homilies in hymn form, and how he received his vocation. Born in Syria, he was a reverent child who loved the Lord's house. Early in life, he entered the service of the church, at first simply lighting the lamps and preparing the incense for worship. As he grew, he pursued his education in Beirut, where he was ordained a deacon. Romanus was the sort of student who got good grades because his teachers recognized the earnestness of his efforts. He was zealous, and his zeal enabled him to do good things in spite of mediocre skills. After 3 years in Beirut, he moved on to serve the church in the imperial capital, Constantinople. He was humble enough to recognize his shortcomings, and he accepted them. In fact, he took the word lowly as a sort of personal title. He longed, however, to glorify God, as did the deacons who were better singers. Music was such an important part of divine worship, especially in the Eastern churches. It pained Romanus that the musical quality of the services he led was so inferior to that of the services led by his colleagues. He prayed for God to give him by grace what he lacked by nature and training. One night as he prayed, he fell asleep and was visited in a dream by the Virgin Mary. She held out a scroll to him and bid him, "Take the paper and eat it." He did as he was told. He ate the scroll. Then he awoke and immediately knew what he must do. He dressed and ran to the church. Ascending to the pulpit, he began to sing a sermon on the birth of Jesus. The song he sang is today known as his masterpiece, one of more than 1,000 verse homilies, Cantacia, he composed in his remaining years. A millennium and a half later, they are still sung on the great feasts of the church. Consuming the Word. Even casual readers may recognize St. Romanus's apparition as a trope or common figure of mystical literature. In the archetypal instance, the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 2, verse 9 through chapter 3, verse 4, reports a similar encounter with a mighty angel. "And when I looked, behold, a hand was stretched out to me, and lo, a written scroll was in it. And he spread it before me, and it had writing on the front and on the back. And there were written on it words of lamentation and mourning and woe. And he said to me, 'Son of man, eat what is offered to you. Eat this scroll, and go and speak to the house of Israel.' So I opened my mouth, and he gave me the scroll to eat. And he said to me, 'Son of man, eat this scroll that I give you, and fill your stomach with it.' Then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as sweet as honey. And he said to me, 'Son of man, go, get you to the house of Israel, and speak with my words to them.'" The story recurs in the New Testament in John the Seer's encounter with a mighty angel come down from heaven, wrapped in a cloud with a rainbow over his head, his face like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. Revelation chapter 10, verse 1. "He had a little scroll open in his hand. I went to the angel and told him to give me the little scroll, and he said to me, 'Take it and eat. It will be bitter to your stomach, but sweet as honey in your mouth.' And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it. It was sweet as honey in my mouth. But when I had eaten it, my stomach was made bitter. And I was told, 'You must again prophesy about many peoples and nations and tongues and kings.'" It is an odd sort of episode, the eating of a book. And it is all the more fascinating because it occurs in not one but two biblical texts. No wonder it commanded the attention of so many of the earliest Christian commentators. By the time of his own apparition, around AD 518, Romanus, who lived in a monastic community, must have heard the works of the great interpreters read aloud many times. He could have little doubt about the meaning of his dream. St. Hippolytus of Rome in the 3rd century was one of the earliest exegetes to produce extended commentaries. He wrote that the scroll, with its printing on front and back, signifies the prophets and the apostles. In it, the Old Covenant was written on one side and the New on the other. Moreover, the scroll symbolizes the secret spiritual teaching. There is a connection between reading the outside and understanding the inside. There is a connection between the Old and New Covenants, and only the one who consumes the scroll can see it. For St. Jerome, the Ezekiel passage contained a special message for preachers. Unless we eat the open book first, we cannot teach the children of Israel. In the generation after Romanus, St. Gregory the Great experienced the same fascination, returning repeatedly to the prophet's text. Gregory, a pope and liturgical reformer, was a profound exegete. In his commentary on Ezekiel, he wrote, "What the Old Testament promised, the New Testament made visible. What the former announces in a hidden way, the latter openly proclaims as present. Therefore, the Old Testament is a prophecy of the New Testament, and the best commentary on the Old Testament is the New Testament." For the fathers, from Hippolytus and Jerome to Romanus and Gregory, the meaning was abundantly clear. Salvation comes by means of a covenant, also known by the Latin equivalent testament, from testamentum, and the covenant must be consumed so that it can be shared.